I'll now hand over to Phil to introduce the third set of news stories.
Easter and the death of the Pope have resulted in many stories. We will hear about the Palm Sunday procession, Maundy Money, Pope Francis, and the church at St Michael at Plea. Alison will read the first of these.
Norwich Cathedral marked the beginning of Holy Week with a Palm Sunday procession through the city and a beautiful performance of the St Matthew Passion by the cathedral choirs. It was the start of a busy programme of services and events open to all at Norwich Cathedral this Holy Week and Easter, including musical meditations, reflections and all the traditional services. On Sunday morning, Norwich Cathedral's clergy and choir joined together with members of St Peter Mancroft Church outside the Forum for the traditional Litany of the Palms before processing through Norwich. Accompanied by a donkey, the procession travelled along the city streets before arriving at Norwich Cathedral for the 10:30 sung Eucharist. Saturday evening saw Norwich Cathedral Choir, Norwich Cathedral Chamber Choir and Norwich Baroque join together to perform Bach's masterpiece St Matthew Passion in the cathedral nave. On Monday, April the 14th, clergy from across the Diocese of Norwich gathered at the cathedral for the Chrism Eucharist.
King Charles gave specially minted silver coins to 152 church volunteers at the Royal Maundy service in Durham Cathedral. This year's service was notable for being the first organised by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, in his new role as Lord High Almoner. Traditionally held on the Thursday before Easter, the Royal Maundy service is one of the oldest royal ceremonies. King Charles handed leather purses of Maundy money to 76 men and 76 women, representing a man and a woman for each year of his age.
The Bishop of Norwich has paid tribute to Pope Francis, who has died aged 88. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, had met Pope Francis twice in Rome, with the latest meeting being in January. Paying tribute, he said, "Pope Francis was an inspirational leader, and my prayers are with all who mourn his death, especially Roman Catholics in Norfolk and Waveney." Pope Francis lived out his faith as a servant of Jesus with huge integrity, prioritising the care of the poorest people and of the environment. "I was privileged to meet Pope Francis twice in Rome, most recently just this January, when his eyes sparkled with warmth and prayerful attentiveness. As we mourn Pope Francis's life, my prayer is that he will rest in the fullness of God's resurrection, hope and love, and that we will carry forward his mission as we seek environmental justice for people and nature."
Plans to convert a city centre church into a jazz bar could see it become the missing piece the area needs, according to its new occupant. St Michael at Plea Church in Redwell Street, a Grade 1 listed site, will be converted into a piano and jazz bar if the new leaseholder's plans are approved. John Taylor submitted the proposal to Norwich City Council last week. Mr Taylor, who lives off St Benedict Street, is hoping to provide a cultural social space at the 15th century site, which is owned by the Historic Churches Trust.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.